If you didn't know, which how could you, unless you've spent the night with Katie in a hotel room, like me and Kevin and her family, Katie is not demure. You know, if you were to look at me and Katie, you'd look at me and be like, he's the one that's going to keep you up all night with snoring.
Yeah.
And that's true. But I don't make any noise because I sleep with the CPAP machine. Katie doesn't have sleep apnea.
Nope.
But her snoring is so loud, it'll rattle the walls.
Okay. And I don't know when this started. I mean, it's been within the last maybe 3 years. Oh. But it has gotten progressively worse. And it's not sleep apnea. I don't stop breathing. I know this because I have a snore app that listens to me and then tells me how bad I was snoring.
So is that why you know that your snoring is getting worse?
That and like I can feel it when I wake up.
Now explain that.
Like I can feel that I have been snoring in my throat.
You have a sore throat?
Kind of.
What?
Now, what I've been doing, Gavin, I know that you think that this is a bad thing to do, but it was actually prescribed to me by a dental hygienist.
Okay.
I've been mouth taping.
What?
At least trying to.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
This was debunked by TikTok wanted people to tape their mouth shut. And we did a whole thing about how you shouldn't listen to that because it's dangerous.
Well, I'm not listening to TikTok. I'm listening to somebody who does this for a living. Okay? And she and her husband do mouth taping as well. And she said, you will sleep so well. I said, okay. Well, also, I really am like about to make the house fall down with the sounds that I'm making. So let me try it.
What are you using? Duct tape?
No, it's...
What are you using?
Like a Band-Aid that's made for this.
All right, go ahead. I Googled, should you mouth tape? We'll get to that in a second.
Okay, well, guess what? I'm not listening to your Google.
Why not? I'm going
to listen to somebody who understands this for a living. That means more than what you're saying.
Did you ask Dr. Rossi, your dentist?
No, but I will ask Dr. Rossi.
Let's ask Dr. Rossi.
Fine. Anyways, started mouth taping. What I have learned is it's not just that I snore. I also talk in my sleep.
Oh.
And when I start talking in my sleep, it makes the tape come off. So now I'm double mouth taping.
What does that mean?
I'm putting two of them on.
Katie.
And guess what? I wake up and they're gone.
Katie, I can't have you die like this.
Gavin, why would this kill me? You know I can still breathe out of my nose, right?
Let's go to Dr. Google.
Great, yes.
I Googled, should you mouth tape? First of all, it comes up very definitively, no. And then it lists four reasons why. One, there's no evidence it works. It says there's zero scientific proof that mouth taping helps with mouth breathing or snoring. Two, it can be dangerous. Mouth taping can cause obstructive breathing, reduced oxygen levels. Ever heard of her?
Okay, well, I'm now on the Cleveland Clinic website, and it's giving me a list of various benefits of mouth taping so that you breathe through your nose. Lowering blood pressure, filtering allergens, regulating the temperature of your breath, decreased anxiety.
Well, how's that working out for you?
It gets bad when I come into this room.
Fine. You want to keep taping your mouth shut for when you sleep? Do you hear how that sentence sounds? Why don't you instead get those things that they make that turn you into Jacob Marley from A Christmas Story? Get one of those things. You know, it's a thing that you tie a big bow basically on top of your head. Like, you know, Jacob was Scrooge, and it keeps your jaw shut. I would much rather you have that than you taping your mouth shut like you've been abducted.
It doesn't look like that. It's a very small, clear strip. What are people texting?
I can't make heads or tails of it. This one text message just says, hygienist isn't a professional ID listened to about snoring. So I think ChatGPT sent that in. Okay.